From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy keeps trying to anticipate the spread of the new COVID-19 subvariant. Transportation Ministry seeks to ensure smooth logistics during Eid holiday. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will keep taking a number of anticipatory steps related to the spread of new subvariants of COVID-19, namely the Kraken and Ortrus variants which have reportedly entered Indonesia. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, pointed out the presence of new subvariants is usually immediately followed by a spike in COVID-19 cases. Therefore, to anticipate it, the government has issued information and protocols that must be obeyed.
Kita sudah melakukan langkah antisipasi dengan
the Indonesian government has taken steps to anticipate by issuing information for protocols that must be obeyed, such as circulars on the safety of land, sea, and air tourism, transportation, and rest areas. It is a circular regarding the implementation of safe, comfortable, and enjoyable tourism activities at tourist attractions, which is also expected to anticipate a spike of the case. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further appealed to the public to remain vigilant, although the imposition of restrictions of community activities, or PPKM, has ended. For local government, Sandiaga Uno hopes that task force will be formed. They are the Civil Service Police Unit, or Satpol PP, Transportation Service, Tourism Service, Health Service, the Indonesian Armed Forces or TNI, the National Police or Polri, and other related agencies to oversee tourist attraction areas and visitor activities. Meanwhile, for tourism object managers, Sandiaga Uno reminds them to pay attention to the tourism area. Starting from entrance, amenities, parking lot, security, cleanliness, and comfort. It is also because the CHSE, or Cleanliness, Health, Safety, Environment, Sustainability Protocol, has become the Indonesian National Standard, or SNE, which will continue to be applied. The Directorate General of Sea Transportation of the Indonesian Transportation Ministry is working to ensure that logistics activities continue to run smoothly during the 1444 Hijri Eid al-Fitr holiday. The ministry earlier issued the circular of the Director General of Sea Transportation number AL203 /1/7/DGPL2023 to all technical implementation units under the Directorate General to regulate the operational hours of loading and unloading activities at ports during the holiday. As stated by Antara State News Agency on Monday, according to Director General of Sea Transportation at the Ministry, Arif Toha, in a statement, all UPTS or Technical Implementation Units were asked to coordinate with other stakeholders regarding the loading and unloading operational hour regulation. Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of fasting month of Ramadan, is estimated to fall on April 21st this year. Next, we have the Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry that held the service quality improvement training for business people in tourism and creative economic sector in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Lombok became one of the super priority tourism destinations, so its human resources should be strengthened along with its infrastructure. This was pointed out by Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno through a statement on Monday as quoted by Antara. He also remarked this is undertaken so tourism and creative economy players can receive all benefits from the infrastructure development in Mandalika, such as when a sports event is held. From the sport world, we've got the Indonesian badminton team, which is aiming to clinch 4 gold medals at the 2023 Southeast Asian Games or SEA Games, which are scheduled to take place in Phnom Penh, Cambodia from May 5th to the 17th, 2023. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, according to Head of Sports Development at the Indonesian Badminton Association or PBSI, Rioni Mainaki, in a statement received on Monday, Indonesia will send combination shuttlers, both senior and junior players, for the biennial multi-sport event. Meanwhile, the top players will focus on the Mixed Team Championship Sudirman Cup, which will be held concurrently with the SEA Games on May 14 to the 21st in Suzhou, China. Now we move to the international news. The World Bank and International Monetary Fund spring meetings kick off this week with an ambitious reform and fundraising agenda likely to be overshadowed by concerns over high inflation, rising geopolitical tension, and financial stability. As reported by VOA.com, according to IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva in a press conference on Monday, despite the remarkable resilience of consumer spending in the United States, Europe, despite the uplift from China's reopening, global growth will remain below 3% in 2023. The internationally recognized government of Yemen has welcomed Saudi Arabia's extensive diplomatic efforts to end more than 8 years of war between the government and Houthi militia. As reported by ArabNews.com, Muammar al-Aryani, Yemen's Minister of Information, said his government applauds Saudi efforts to end the conflict in Yemen and restore peace and stability in the country. We end the news with Vietnam and Laos that always treasure and give top priority to nurturing and consolidating their great friendship, special solidarity, and comprehensive cooperation. As reported by VOVworld.vn, the affirmation was made during talks in Vientiane on Monday between Party General Secretary and President of Laos Thong Luon Sisulit and Vietnamese President Phu Phan Thuong. The two leaders agreed to increase visits at all levels, promote cooperation in national defense and security to jointly cope with new challenges and tighten coordination for border control and protection. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Mudik, an annual tradition ahead of Eid festivity. It is hard to believe that the holy month of Ramadan will be over soon. In less than 2 weeks, Muslims around the world will celebrate the day of victory, Eid al-Fitr. There is a tradition that Muslims in several countries in the world never miss, especially in Indonesia, ahead of Eid al-Fitr holiday, namely Mudik or Exodus tradition. Mudik, according to the big Indonesian dictionary, means sailing or going to a village or headwaters or inland or returning to one's hometown. It is hard that the homecoming tradition emerged in the 1970s as a result of developments in Indonesia centered in Jakarta. Many villagers try their luck or continue their higher education in big cities, especially in the capital city of Jakarta. The moment of Eid al-Fitr is the right time for migrants to gather with relatives and parents who live in the village. Various modes of transportation are used for mudik: aeroplanes, trains, ships, buses, and private vehicles such as cars and motorbikes. It is no wonder that tickets for public transportation such as trains, buses, and airplanes have sold out several weeks ahead of Eid. Currently, the Mudik Exodus tradition is still relevant and still done by Indonesian people. In fact, based on an online survey by the Transportation Policy Agency of the Ministry of Transportation, the number of Eid al-Fitri travelers in 2023 is predicted to increase twofold compared to 2022, reaching 123.8 million people. Therefore, President Joko Widodo, when giving a press statement at Pasar Selo, Boyolali, Central Java on Monday, reminded governors, mayors, and regions regarding the spike in the number of travelers this year. On that occasion, the head of state also explained that road sections whose construction had been completed would soon be opened ahead of the upcoming Eid al-Fitr, bearing in mind that 22.7% of the 123.8 million travelers this year choose to use private cars. The goal is to unravel congestion on land routes. Mudik is indeed a long-awaited moment, especially for migrants who have long left their hometown. By going home, people can let go of homesickness, establish friendshipness, and maintain kinship between family, friends, and neighbors. From a microeconomic point of view, going hometown can also have an impact on this distribution of money and goods to families in the village. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, Then, make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today in history start with the event on April 11, 1919, when the International Labour Organization was founded. The International Labour Organization, or ILO, is a forum that accommodates international labour issues under the United Nations. The ILO was founded on April 11, 1990 as the part of Versailles Agreement after the First World War. This organization is one of the agencies under the auspices of the UN, which aims to provide guidance in creating labor laws relating to labor rights and obligations. On 11 June 1950, Indonesia became a member of the ILO. Let's move to the event on April 11, 1979, when Ugandan President Idi Amin was ousted. The president of Uganda, Idi Amin, was very authoritarian and repressive to anyone who disagreed with him. Uganda's previously prosperous economy was destroyed after Idi Amin nationalized all foreign companies and activities in his country and expelled non-indigenous people out of Uganda. As a result of his authoritarian policies, the Ugandan people revolt and the opposition, along with the Uganda National Liberation Army, assisted by Tanzanian troops, attack Uganda. Then, they besieged the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Finally, on April 11, 1979, this attack forced Ugandan President Idi Amin to lose his position and flee to Libya, then ask for asylum to Saudi Arabia. We end today in history with the event on April 11, 2012, when the earthquake occurred in Sumatra. An earthquake with magnitude of 8.6 shook the water west of Sumatra Island. The earthquake was also felt in part of Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand to Sri Lanka. A few hours the earthquake occurred, the tsunami occurred in several islands. The earthquake killed 5 people and injured 7. That was today in history.
Wajahmu yang begitu ceria. Taukah dirimu kalau diriku ini I don't like it that even just a chat. Ku tahu diriku memang tak sempurna. Lihatlah diriku yang apa adanya. Yang mencintaimu setulus hatiku. You are my heartbeat, you are my heart lost. Ku coba tuh tidak cemburu padanya, namun ku tak bisa menahannya. Tahu harus bagaimana.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is entitled National Narcotics Agency and ASEAN Optimize Eradication of International Drug Networks. Head of the Indonesian National Narcotics Agency of Bangka Belitung Islands Province, Mutakin in Pangkal Pinang on Sunday said that the agency, together with a number of the Association of Southeast Nations, ASEAN countries are optimizing the supervision of eradication of international inter-island drug networks in the region. As quoted on the Antara page 9th April, this is a joint effort in preventing the entry of drugs through the islands and borders of ASEAN countries, especially Indonesia. Mutakin also conveyed that the Indonesian National Narcotics Agency is collaborating with ASEAN and Interpol by prioritizing its Directorate of Interdiction and provincial agencies at national borders, along with the Indonesian military, police, also customs and excise, to prevent the entry of narcotics into the Indonesian territory, particularly border areas. Bangka Belitung is an islands province in Indonesia with enough potential for the entry of this international drug network. Mutakin also pointed out that collaboration with a number of ASEAN countries is a joint commitment to build a network of cooperation in the field of interdiction, especially airport interdiction, in order to break the network of illicit drug trafficking. He further said with this cooperation, the eradication of national and international drug syndicate networks would be more optimal. It is carried out by chasing and stopping people, ships, airplanes or vehicles suspected of carrying narcotics. He added that in the effort, the National Narcotics Agency of Bangka Belitung Islands Province optimizes prevention strategies, community empowerment, and soft power approach rehabilitation. Previously, as reported by Berita1.com, in order to anticipate drug trafficking between countries, the National Narcotics Agency established active cooperation with all countries in the Southeast Asian region, which are members of the ASEAN Drugs Monitoring Network. For this reason, the agency is ready to realize ASEAN drug-free, especially participating in the exchange of information, data, cases of drug crimes, as well as the development of drug crimes in ASEAN. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara jauh pergi, tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Religious Indonesian Wonder, we introduce you to one of the oldest mosques in Yogyakarta. Its name is the Sultoni Wat Galeh Mosque. This mosque stands firmly among the sugarcane gardens in Sendang Tirto village, Sleman. There is a banyan tree named Hesti Luhur in the front and also the tomb complex to the south of the old mosque building. Sultoni Wat Galeh Mosque was founded around 1592 AD and is one of the Islamic heritages of the Islamic Mataram era, which is still preserved today. This mosque cannot be separated from the figure of Jaka Umbaran, who has the title Prince Adipati Purabaya I. According to his genealogy, he is the son of the founder of the Islamic Mataram Kingdom, Danang Sutawijaya, who has the title Kanjeng Panembahan Senapati ing Alaga Mataram, and Niken Purwasari or Rara Lembayung. Therefore, next to the mosque there is a tomb complex named Hastono Wat Galeh, where Panembahan Purabaya I and his relatives are buried. The mosque building still maintains its authenticity. For example, the four Saka Guru that support the roof and their bases or supporting pillars are still in original condition. The doors and windows also still use the original components. The Sultoni Wat Galeh Mosque functions every day as a place of worship and spreads Islamic symbols like mosque in general. This mosque is also visited by many pilgrims from various regions. During Ramadan, iftar together, tarawih evening prayers, tadarusan Quran recitation, and regular recitations are also held. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku, yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata. Mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Kita Sudah Sampai. Kita Sudah Sampai, which means we have arrived. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tour guide. Datil informs Dev and other tourists that they have arrived at the old town. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kita sudah berada di kota tua.
Di sini, kita akan melihat apa?
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material, kita sudah sampai. Kita sudah sampai, which means we have arrived. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Kita. Kita, which means we. Sudah sampai. Sudah sampai, which means have arrived. Di kota tua. Di kota tua, which means at the old town. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua, which means we have arrived at the old town. In the conversation, you heard the phrase kita sudah sampai di kota tua. kita sudah sampai di kota tua, which means we have arrived at the old town. The word sudah sampai, which means have arrived, in the expression is an adverb used to mark the activity that has been completed. To express the activity that has been completed, you can use the adverb sudah, which means have already, followed by a word that expresses the activity, such as sampai, which means arrived. This is more or less like have plus participle in the present perfect tense in English. Other examples. Let's listen to phrases to express the activity that has been completed by using the adverb sudah, which means already or have already. Sudah, which means already. Saya sudah makan di restoran. Saya sudah makan di restoran, which means I have already eaten in the restaurant. Kita sudah tiba di kota tua. Kita sudah tiba di kota tua, which means we have already arrived at the old town. Tiba has the same meaning as sampai. In addition to sudah, which means already, you can use the adverb telah, which means already, for indicating the activity that has been completed. For example, kita telah sampai di kota tua. Kita telah sampai di kota tua, which means we have already arrived at kota tua. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Kita sudah berada di kota tua.
Di sini, kita akan melihat apa?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Mengunjungi tempat wisata, or visiting tourist objects, and a conversation entitled Kita sudah sampai, which means we have arrived. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thanks for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Siapa kau mengeluh jika bukan kepadaku? Setengah mati diriku, setengah hati dirimu. Coba kau lihat aku seperti ku melihatmu. Aku hanya seorang pengecut. Jatuh hati.
menunggu dalam dia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Menongkah by Eka Japen. The song composed by Apok, which tells about the activities of Indragiri Hilir residents Riau on Sumatra Island, namely Menongkah Kerang. Menongkah Kerang is a fishing technique in catching clams in the mud. Menongkah uses a board or tongkah in local language as a footstool and a place to collect shells, while one leg the other as a paddle stick. In the lyrics, when the fishermen catch clams, they are so happy, they do not even feel tired. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Menongkah by Eka Japen. Enjoy the song!
Semangat senang
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.